Near a large crater in a Kiev neighborhood, emergency teams struggle to douse flames in a damaged building. Earlier, smoke could be seen as missiles were fired at Ukraine's capital, injuring several people. However, Ukraine's Air Force commander Mykola Oletchuk said all 31 Russian missiles targeting Kiev were shot down. Among them, he said, were two ballistic missiles and 29 cruise missiles. Kiev Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said, however, that rocket fragments fell on a kindergarten while a block of flats in another area was on fire. He said that at least 10 people were injured, including an 11-year-old girl. As the attacks unfolded, several residents were evacuated, while many hit in Kiev's subways. Outside Kiev, a Russian missile reportedly hit an industrial area in Ukraine's northern city of Kharkiv on Wednesday, killing at least 5 people. Officials said at least 8 others were injured, while several were missing, as the missile caused a significant fire in the printing house. Yet Russia was also attacked. Officials said Ukrainian drones, operated by Ukraine's military intelligence agency, hit the Engels Air Base deep inside Russian territory early on Wednesday. There have also been several attacks involving Ukraine-backed militias in border areas inside Russia. As fighting escalates, Russian officials say they plan to evacuate about 9,000 children from a border region because it is being shelled continuously by Ukraine. The local governor, Vyacheslav Gladkov, said the children would be moved from the Belgorod region farther east, away from the Ukraine border. The announcement came after Russian President Vladimir Putin said the Kremlin wants to create a buffer zone to help protect border regions from long-range Ukrainian strikes and cross-border raids. There were no indications that the war, now in its third year, would end soon. The West has pledged even more military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. Dutch Defense Minister Kasia Ollongren said in Kiev that the Netherlands provides Ukraine with €350 million, or $380 million, for F-16 fighter jet ammunition and advanced reconnaissance drones. The European Union's Executive European Commission said it had disbursed the first €4.5 billion, about $5 billion, of support under the EU's new multi-billion euro Ukraine facility. EU leaders were also to discuss a plan on Thursday to use up to €3 billion a year of profits from frozen Russian financial assets to buy arms for Ukraine. Ukraine says it could make 2 million drones a year, double the current production rate, with extra Western support. However, with more fighting expected, the death toll keeps rising in a war that has already killed and injured hundreds of thousands of people, many of them soldiers. Separately, the United Nations has accused Russia of torturing and arbitrarily detaining people in occupied Ukraine, creating a climate of fear. The UN report also said Russia tried to suppress Ukrainian identity among children, replacing the curriculum in schools with a Russian one that sought to justify Moscow's invasion. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.